Hey, hello there. Everybody's in one form of business or the other. There is always something to sell and there is always someone to buy. To some it is casual and to others it is to build an empire. However, anybody can start anything, but most importantly it is to sustain the business. This is my disposition. Whatever business you start should be focused on being transgenerational. Not just for your immediate family, but for the society and the world at large. I am Akpobome Ejiro. This is a solution I bring, creating sustainable value. You're welcome to my podcast. Hello, family. You're welcome to the 21st Century Business Podcast. And here we're going to be discussing valuable insights, strategies for business leaders looking to maximize their time and productivity, most importantly, aim for sustainability in business. I am your host, Akpobome Ejiro, and it's great to have you here. In this episode, we are going to be exploring the intricate world of negotiation and its powerful implications for leadership. Alright, so negotiation is a skill that's grows beyond boardrooms or conference tables. Alright, it's not something that you just think about in a very formal settings. It is fundamental skill for leaders. It is a very, very fundamental skill for leaders. It guides how they collaborate, how they make decisions, how they inspire their team. Alright, so in this episode, I'm gonna do my best to uncover some secrets of negotiation and how it can shape the essence of leadership for your personal life and for your business. All right, now to get things started, I'm going to be discussing the very first things, which is preparation. Most times I've seen some persons talk about negotiation just in the context of making a sales in the marketplace or putting out a particular offer. Now negotiation is way beyond that. As a business leader, before you go for any negotiation, you have to be prepared. I understand that there are some operations that you have a playbook. Even with your playbook, you still have to be prepared because negotiation can take very dicey turns sometimes. And effective leaders understand the value of thorough research and planning before entering any negotiation. You know, negotiations vary. It could be a salary negotiation. It could be a partnership deal. It could even be a conflict resolution with team members within your organization. You see, what preparation does for you, it gives you a strategic advantage. It keeps you at a point where you can easily tell or determine by critical thinking, by analysis, the exact thing to do to get the most out of what you're trying to solve or what you're trying to do. All right, and it's one thing for you to understand that when you're in a negotiation process, don't think about it like you're trying to outsmart the counterparts, outsmart your counterpart. It's not about that, all right? It's about you creating a win-win scenario where you win, your counterpart wins. That's how negotiation works. You're seeking mutual beneficial outcomes that leaves both parties satisfied and motivated to continue working. Remember the keyword, motivated to continue working. So it's not a situation where you want to just, you know, outsmart the person by negotiation skills and you get what you want and you're off. All right, that's what a lot of salespersons do, which makes sales drop over a period of time because all they do is to see how they can close a deal and they're gone. And when you close a deal and you're gone, that's the end. Nothing more, but there are relationships that negotiations can secure and ensure motivation to continuous work. The next thing I want to talk about is understanding the power of active listening. Active listening, as a very good negotiator, you must understand the place of active listening. A crucial aspect of negotiation is you being able to understand the other person's needs, the other person's desires, the other person's concerns. You see, leaders who excel in negotiation know that listening is more about hearing. You could hear a lot of things. There are a lot of things that bombard our ears every single day. We hear them. But when we begin to listen, that is when we begin to understand. If you're not listening, you can never understand. If you're just hearing, that is what happens to you. You hear and you judge. But when you listen, you understand, you analyze, and then you make very good decisions that are beneficial both to you and to the other party, all right? It's about empathy. It's you taking the right perspective, all right? Now, when you genuinely understand the other side, you can then tailor your proposals to address specific interests. You know, I often think about this in the context of being in a psychiatric home, taking care of mad people. Now, there are times that these mad people, really, you look at them and what you're saying doesn't really add up. It doesn't really make any sense to you. But you shouldn't just throw it out to their face like, nah, it's not possible. The first step is to make them know that you understand what they're saying. And what they're saying is relatively valid. But then you could make your propositions and then you come to a compromise. So this is this. You know, that's how you can manage, because people are relatively very, very inconsistent. All they need is a very strong convincing ability to turn. And if you're able to master the act of listening, not just hearing, you should be able to get into that space where you maximize that capacity. And negotiators also know the importance of patience, and this is one attribute you should have, understanding that you need to have patience. You don't rush in negotiation. It's wrong. You don't rush in negotiation. Because why? If you rush it, it can lead to a very unfavorable outcome. All right. As a leader, understand the place of waiting. Understand the place of allowing time for reflection, allowing time for creativity. All right. Because patience can lead to a more innovative solution and better deals. You may want to close a deal of, let's assume, $2 billion, and based on negotiation, patience, and all of these things I'm talking about, you end up closing a deal that worth 10. Why? Because more things may just compound upon itself and needs arise, and you're the right person for the job, and they take you in. Because why? You were patient, you didn't rush in negotiation, and you were able to close it at that particular capacity. Another thing I want to quickly mention is the place of your emotions. Most times, they send marketers out, they send sales teams out, and they give them this playbook, and they just want to function like a robot. The entire company is functioning as a robot. The leaders are functioning like a robot. I tell you this, I expect this response, I give you this response, and you know, that relationship is very robotic, and you're not going to get anything out of it. So there's a place of emotion, and as a leader, you must understand that these emotions can run very high. I was seeing a movie a couple of days ago, and a particular guy went into a company to, you know, have a sales pitch with a particular person, or present his company to the particular person. And that person was actually working on something and was quite rude. Yeah, no doubt. The person was quite rude, and it affected the emotion of the salesperson. At first, he walked away, and then he came back to, you know, give the person a threat that, don't you ever talk to me like that again. And I was like, really? You could actually go back and, you know, threaten that person because he drove you out of his office and you're trying to sell to him? That was an emotional outburst, and it wasn't necessary. So in the bid of carrying out negotiation, your emotions can run very high. And as it's happening, as a strong leader, you must ensure to remain composed, stay calm, maintain control over the situation, and work towards a resolution that benefits everyone involved. Because if you don't do that, and there's an emotional outburst, you may lose out on the entire essence of that negotiation, and you don't want that to be. On a final note, I want to sign out with this. Negotiation is not a one-time event, all right? Because you've closed a deal with this person today, it doesn't mean you can't close another deal with the same person. Alright, it's not a one-time event. It's an ongoing process. It keeps repeating itself over and over and over, alright? It's about building relationships, not burning bridges. It's about building relationships, not making sales. Effective leaders continuously nurture and and their professional relationships. It's very important. Why am I saying effective leaders? Effective leaders. Whether you are a salesperson, you are a marketing person, you are in the managerial position, you are in the junior executive level, whatever level you are in the organization, you have to consider yourself as a leader. It's just fundamental. You have to consider yourself as a leader. So whatever hierarchy you stand in the organization, you are a leader. And one primary job you have is to be able to negotiate and be able to nurture professional relationship, recognizing that they may need to negotiate with the same individuals over and over again. Over and over again. The same individual, you're negotiating with the same person over and over again. So don't ever take negotiation like you're trying to be smart. You're not trying to be smart. All right, you're trying to create a win-win scenario, and you should be in that space. All right, so if you find this, I want to believe that this episode has been able to, you know, shed light on the intersection between negotiation and leadership, and the skills that you develop at negotiating tables can actually have a profound impact on your effectiveness as a leader. The table is very dicey. And that's why you have to be very, very diplomatic and smart about it. All right. Thank you guys for tuning into this episode of the 21st Century Business Podcast. And I want to believe this information was quite helpful to you, and it's something you're going to apply. That is the most important part. Apply them. All right. That's when you get results. And don't forget, consider to subscribe, leave a review, share the podcast with your fellow leaders and colleagues, and be sure to experience a boost in your business, a boost in your personal life, a boost in whatever you want to apply this to. So I would really implore you to stay tuned for more insightful discussions on leadership, business, personal development, and sustainability. Until next time, I remain your host, Akpobomi Ejiro, and I'm signing off. Have a great day.
A certified digital marketer. Certified inbound marketer. Certified entrepreneur at CAD Consulting. 21st century business strategist. A brand developer. A business consultant and business coach. Author of In Between the Lines, Critical Thinking in Business. Skilled with variety of digital skills. A mentor. A business enthusiast. Has helped a large number of businesses scale from micro to macro. A passionate entrepreneur. Focused on creating sustainable value. You are listening to The Akpobomi Ejiro.